B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. The famous 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Mussinelli Show, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDED, or visit goguida.com. So Jerry Jones is making news today, folks. He is proclaiming that his stadium, when they have NFL games, will be full of fans because the stadium has natural airflow. Now, the NFL can't let him get away with this, right?
Well,
they can't.
Well,
here's the problem.
What?
There's no leadership. That's been the problem with the NCAA with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
NFL has no leader. They have no leader. He might be the leader. So they say they're going to make everyone live by the local ordinances. Well, in Texas, you can do whatever the heck you want.
But see, here's the thing. It's a competitive disadvantage for the other teams. That you can't have a competitive advantage because this idiot wants to fill his stadium with 100,000 people. Well, you just can't do it. Like, the owners have to blanch at that. You can't go into Dallas and face a crowd like that and then not allow fans in your own house.
And a division rival, Washington, announced today.
Yeah.
No fans.
Yeah, you just can't have it. Like, so owners would balk at that. He can't possibly get away with that.
The tough part is. Oh, go ahead, Natalie.
No, I was just going to say, it's weird how the NFL hasn't made that a sweeping rule as of yet, or hasn't come down and said...
Local ordinances.
I know, but still.
Jeff Lurie's still trying to have fans.
Yeah, it is.
It is a dilemma.
See, I'm thinking that the owners would gang up on this because it affects the competitive advantage. I can see where you're allowed to run your franchise the way you want to run your franchise. I get that part of it. But when you start messing with a competitive advantage, that's when these guys will balk.
His also is an indoor arena, but he claims natural airflow. I would be willing to bet if they did a science study, you'd be safer at the link because the link is actually open versus that half closed mess that he decided to build.
The hell's natural air?
I was just going to say.
What's he going to do? Have fans come through? Like what?
No, it's natural. It's just enough flow.
Yeah. So there, I guess nobody could get corona because it's that natural.
Mm-hmm. Well,
makes sense.
Don't be shocked if you see Jeff Lurie. He hasn't said much, but he always addresses the media during training camp one time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Don't be shocked if he says. He gives you a hemming and hawing answer. He doesn't just, because I guarantee, because they did that whole nothing till February.
Yeah.
But then they put in the caveat, we'll revisit.
Yeah.
I guarantee Jeff Lurie's got his people trying to get, can I get 10,000? Well, how about 20?
We'll see.
Can I get 40? Like, I guarantee that's happening behind the scenes right now here in Philly.
We shall see. All right, so Flyers teed up at 8 o'clock tonight. You got the Sixers against the Raptors.
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30, and the Phillies. What time are the Phillies?
7.
So, interestingly enough, this is where, Tyrod's already fired up because the lineup is out. No punishment. The guys that screwed up last night are back in the lineup tonight. Segura's in there. Quinn's in there. Now, think about last year when we squawked when Gabe Kapler never punished guys. Remember that? Gabe Kapler was never one of these guys who would sit somebody down. We were outraged by it. Joey G has the fans in the palm of his hand for a while.
Yeah.
But he now, it's up to Quinn, Segura, or both.
To have a good game tonight?
Yeah, because if they don't, and if they lose and they don't, tomorrow in the day game, people are going to be all over him. Like, I don't think I understand New York is a tough city. It is. But it's not tough the way they're more distracted. We're never distracted. We're never distracted. New York, they get distracted. We're laser focused once we decide we don't like somebody. I hope he knows that. Like, we're different than New York. We get laser focused on our hate.
We don't get distracted. Especially you. You want heads to roll. Heads will roll. Yes, by the way.
I'm just saying Quinn would not be playing today. Segura, I might be stuck if they don't think the kid is ready. I might literally be stuck because I don't want to play jetpacks. I already got Gosselin in, so I can't play him at second base. I might be stuck there. But one of you two, you guys decide. I'm sitting tonight. I'll let you guys decide. I'll be back.
Flip a coin.
I'll let you guys decide. David Glenside, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Dave?
You're talking about Jerry Jones. The only natural airflow coming out of that system is the hot air coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, well,
constant.
You know, well, he's a brazen one, that one.
Yeah. I wanted to make a Sixers point. You know, with the season coming down like a house of cards, you know, do you think Brett Brown gets a pass now? Or do you think...
No. This is an often asked question. And there's no way he will get a pass, in my view. Even if you can make a case that, well, look, half his leg was chopped off because there was no Ben Simmons. You need a change. This season was ugly. You know, with Ben Simmons, and he tried to make... They were sixth seed. And they didn't play really that much better as they came out of this. I think if you're the GM, you have to make a change just to get some fresh air in there.
I agree with you. I just didn't know whether, you know, like, that would be something that he could use a crutch with, you know.
Listen, anything is possible. I don't know this ownership, whether they're soft or not, whether Elton Brand is soft and he wants to get out. I would not, and I don't think they should. They're need, and this is... Like, it's not like a punishment to Brett Brown, because I just need to change it up. You can't keep going down this path.
The only thing with changing coaches, though, is you might have some growing pains again.
Growing pains. They have growing pains. Nick Nurse have any growing pains when he came in? In Toronto, did Nick Nurse have any growing pains? That's overvalued. If a guy can give his players a plan to win, they'll follow him.
Yeah, well... There's a few that can pull that off, yeah.
All right, man, here's a general knowledge question. Valid answer, U.S. history. U.S. history, valid answer. Now, this is more of an entertainment question than a history question. Give me two members of the Rat Pack other than Frank Sinatra.
Okay, Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin.
All right, that's correct. Now, for extra credit, I was going to ask you for three. Now, I gave you a leg up with two.
How about Joey Bishop?
Well, you knocked it dead. Hey, you know, you earned it. Yeah, you earned that card. Joey Bishop and? He was married to a Kennedy.
I don't know the other
guy. Oh, the other guy used to arrange for JFK and Bobby.
Yes.
For little action on the side.
Uh-huh.
He was their pimp. In a lot of ways.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it was an English actor.
I know it. Do you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford.
Oh, yeah.
Is correct.
Yeah, he's like gets forgotten about.
He's a forgotten about member of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, always respected the Rat Pack because of how they treated Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Sinatra had Sammy's back, hardcore.
Like, and even if Sammy had to come through the kitchen, he was only allowed in the building because of the cosign he got from those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal. Yeah. It was a big deal for the culture. Like, people don't realize stuff like that, but the fact that he was allowed to do those big shows back then.
Yeah. They still made racial jokes about him, though.
They did. And yeah, they did. I'm not saying they were perfect, but no,
they had his back.
In a way that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially Frank. Frank was the most.
Well,
Sammy can't come? Well, then now I'm not coming.
Frank had a lot of power.
That's what I mean. He said, you're not going to let me? Mm-hmm. You're not going to let Sammy in?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm not coming. Oh, I guess mm-hmm. you're going to let Sammy in, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Josh and Manionk, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Hey, Mike. Quick show, as always. Quick question for you. Mm-hmm. What is the deal with Gosling and Bruce? They're hitting all the time. They're two of the better hitters. He's not playing them consistently. I mean, I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Well, he's got him in the lineup tonight. I wouldn't get too carried away with Gosling. You know, I understand so we have a tendency to, like, you know, he's a journeyman player. He's a journeyman player. He's going to, the batteries are going to die at some point. You know, he's not an accomplished player. He's on a roll right now, and they are playing him tonight instead of Scott Kingery.
I mean, my biggest argument last night with Kingery is, especially in extra innings, he's up there. He can't hit a beach ball right now.
You're right about that. And that's why, I don't know. Gosling gets 2-3 hits tonight. I guess they have to come back with him.
Yeah, well,
Kingery's their chosen one, so they're not going to, like, pull the plug on him.
Listen, I'm not ready to give up on Scott. I'm not ready to give up on Reese. I think it takes some time, you know. I think they'll work through it. I think Reese, I think, has a bigger upside than Scotty, but, you know, Jetpack is Jetpack, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what he is, to be honest with you. I really don't. All right, here we go. General knowledge. This is foods they ate. All right. The Elvis sandwich has three fillings. Name one of the fillings in Elvis's favorite sandwich.
Bananas.
Correct. Hold on a second. Elvis liked a banana, bacon, peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, God.
I was an Elvis.
Yeah. And
wait, he ate it all together?
Yeah, yes, he did. That was an Elvis sandwich.
And these foodies like Nat and the bro are doing peanut butter and bacon all over the place.
I would never do that.
Well, not you
with
specifically.
With bananas?
No, no, not with the bananas. They're doing the peanut butter and the bacon together.
What's that?
All foodies are doing that now.
What's a hipster move?
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Okay. I saw it on Food Network with a guy with a funny hat. Talking about this and that, it is.
I live in Hipster Central. I basically am.
You ever heard of that sandwich?
No.
Really?
We're not doing pizza.
I know that was an Elvis sandwich. It was an eccentric Elvis sandwich.
Elvis was actually a weirdo.
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, so
like,
was,
really weird.
So was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and, he's not weird. Like, anybody who's a star, like a talent, a true talent, has quirks.
I gotta give credit to one person, a guy who can't sing a lick. Bruce Springsteen, superstar, super normal.
Really?
Super normal.
He's normal.
He's
the super exception. Never rolls around.
Except
doesn't roll with security.
He had a little bit of adventure there when he went with the Julianne Phillips girl. You know, he went down that lane for a little bit.
But he came back to reality.
Uh-huh.
Bruce, super normal. Most other stars, very strange.
Yeah, I get a picture of him in my buddy's parking lot in Wildwood.
Oh, that's right.
He showed up that day.
Yeah, just by himself. Yeah. He doesn't roll with security, just rolls by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lee in Schwanksville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lee.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's going on, Lee?
As a baseball fan, I honestly have no idea how Manfred has, like, any plan to run the playoffs or even the rest of the season, but I really do think they need to have a bubble for the playoffs, at least the playoffs.
And they're talking about it.
I know.
Yeah, they're talking about the bubble for the playoffs.
But even if they don't, how are they going to finish the season? Like, there's so many teams that are just missing games. And I called about this.
It's kind of leveled off at this point. But you're right. They think they can make them all up.
Make them up just in seven-inning games that just mean nothing.
If you don't like the seven-inning game, then you don't like the way they're trying to finish the game.
I hate it.
But the playoffs could be... here's the plan. They're talking about San Diego for a bubble-type atmosphere with that park, and they have a hotel there. So
right.
We'll see what happens.
I don't even consider Barry Bonds getting an asterisk, but this season needs an asterisk.
Of course we're gonna know it was a short season. You know, it's not like they have to point it out with a star. You know.
Yeah, I don't know.
2020 is an infamous year.
I still think this transcends the steroid thing. Like, that this is way more impactful on the game of baseball than anything that, I understand that steroids were rampant, but, you know.
I'm curious to know, like, what did you expect that they were going to do? Put these teams in a bubble?
Honestly, it would have been way better if they just out that way.
Yeah, but the other side has to agree to that. The baseball players weren't going to do that, so you weren't going to have any season at all.
No, I understand. And honestly, I probably have more of a problem with the baseball players at this point.
They're regular people. They have lives. You know, they don't want to. They'd rather have no salary than play in a bubble. So, you know, it's their freedom of choice.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, man. Here's a general knowledge question for you.
Yeah.
This is the general knowledge category. Let's go with this here. What company's address is one infinite loop
Cupertino, California?
I think it's going
to
be Google.
Oh, you picked the wrong one, man. Hey, do you have an iPhone?
It's Apple.
Yep. Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
All right, well, take out your weather app.
Yeah.
If you have a weather app, press it. It always gives you the temperature in Cupertino.
Yeah, sounds right.
All right, man. Sorry about that. In Cupertino, right now, let's see.
Yeah, I took that off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have it on.
I have it on, too.
I like it.
I like it, too.
I only check places that I go to.
It's 82 and sunny, bro.
Yeah, it is. All day.
Mm-hmm. Not a cloud in the sky in Cupertino.
No. Have you ever been there?
No.
I went to Cupertino.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why would you go to Cupertino?
Well, when I was visiting, I went to the original house where Steve Jobs invented the, in Santa Clara.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Cupertino just to see the Apple headquarters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, live on the
edge. Yeah, it's beautiful out there. Yeah.
You're very expensive now.
In Silicon Valley.
I make big money to live out there.
Oh, yeah.
You got $1 million, they laugh at you. It's like a million. You live in a box?
Yeah. Do you know who Cupertino was named for? You think it's an Italian man, but it's not.
Nah, who was his name?
Cupertino was named for Arroyo San Jose de Cupertino.
Oh. Sounds like a nice guy.
He's a Spanish explorer, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, let's go Vicente and Lansdowne. Speaking of Spanish explorers.
Hola,
amigo.
Cupertino Garay.
There you go.
A friend of mine was Cupertino Garay.
Oh, is that right? Yes. That was his first name?
Cupertino was the first name.
I like it.
Was the last name.
I like a Cupertino name.
Right, and he said that in English, everything is backwards. So you put first the last name and then the first name.
Yes.
Okay, and so he used to call himself Gary Cooper. Cupertino Garay, you know?
Cupertino Garay, I like it.
All right, so I heard you saying earlier about the invasion of Panama by the United States.
Yes.
President George H.W. Bush.
That is correct. I guess you have intimate knowledge of that.
Of course, you know, because the main goal was to take out of the power General Manuel Noriega.
Correct.
The de facto president in Panama.
Yes.
You know, he was known in South America with his nickname. It was Cara de Piña, meaning pineapple face.
Yes, I remember that. It's like Frankie Coffee Cake.
Right.
From
he became, if you remember the series that you were watching, Narcos,
yes.
He became very good friend and a key player between Escobar and the Medellin cartel to bring the drugs through Panama, through Miami.
That is correct. He was a snake, Noriega. He pretended he was a friend of the U.S.,
right, and President Bush met with him in 1983 and introduced him to Oliver North for the North Iran Contra, you know, trying to get rid of the Sandinista government in Nicaragua.
Yeah, so what was his name? Cara de Piña, or what was his
name? Cara de Piña.
Yeah, pineapple face.
Anyway, I wanted to ask your opinion about Greg Ward as a wide receiver. He did pretty good in 2019, you know?
Coming
out to replace Ash.
Listen, he may start. I don't know. I need a little more pedigree before I believe.
But he brings experience, and that's what they need. I mean, to.
It's semi experience. It's not great experience.
Well, you know, he did pretty good. Coach. It's trusting him, and he's going to put it on the line.
Yeah, I hope he contributes. I don't know. I don't know how good he can be.
Well, he would be DeSean Jackson and Dallas and Zach Greer. You know?
Yeah, so you got high hopes. I like it.
Carson Wentz has a very good relationship with Greg Ward, so that's it.
Okay, so how do you feel about tonight? You like the Flyers?
The Flyers, yes. They're
going to
play in Toronto, yes.
So you like
it? Fired up.
You're right. Are you fired up?
Yes.
All right, brother.
All right.
All right, here's the general knowledge question for you.
Yeah, Disney, the Disney characters.
This is Disney. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Boy, what a coincidence. All right, let's go with this one here. Maleficent is the villain. What movie?
Sleeping Beauty.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Mundo is right. Maleficent, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Did you like that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty was cute. Yeah.
That's old school.
I actually liked Maleficent when Angelina Jolie, when Disney did the remake.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she was good.
She was good, and it kind of added another layer to her uh-huh. character, so she's not as villainous as I think she once was.
Yeah. At the end of this exercise, I'm going to give you the remaining ones to see if you can sweep the board.
Okay, I think I'll do well.
You like the Sleeping Beauty, huh?
Yeah.
You like it? Yeah, problem Sleeping Beauty? Hey, it's just old school.
I didn't have a problem with it. It's just, I thought it was a little strange.
What, that she hit the thimble?
No, how a person gets brought back to life.
She was sleeping.
Yeah.
It was a curse.
Yeah, but you need a kiss, come on.
Very romantic.
Yeah. That's a dreamy. It's a dreamy storyline.
Prince Charming.
He's asleep with a spell.
Come on with it.
Prince Charming.
Well, he's not
along.
Prince Charming.
You don't believe in Prince Charmings?
No.
No.
You don't see exist. Yourself as one?
No. Well, absolutely not. No.
He's the anti-Prince Charming.
I know.
610-632-0975. He's Prince Smarmy.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
he is. Mike Bisignelli Show.
Correct.
Coming down the home stretch here. We still have $100 gift cards to give away to Jaspers. We're back after this.
The Mike Bisignelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Yes, 5:30, and it's time for our final Twitter poll numbers. And that's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're looking for our new outdoor power equipment, there's no better place than Paul B. Moyer and Sons. They have it all. Their places in Doylestown, PA. You can order online, or you can give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup. Natalie, what do the final numbers say about our flyers?
Thanks, Mike. Over 700 votes on this one today. Who have you been most impressed with? 29% say AV, 24% say Kevin Hayes, 45% say Carter Hart, and 2% decided to write in their option.
All righty. Thank you very much. By the way, historic moment yesterday that happened right once we were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
With Kamala Harris being named a vice president candidate. And it's a victory for folks, females and black women alike. And Tyrone and I were talking on the way out, and we said, in a vice presidential debate, I don't know if my man has a chance against Kamala.
It's going to be very interesting, even if you don't care about politics.
Yeah, it's going to be
the dichotomy of one guy who can't really speak freely at all.
Correct.
Even if he can't, he's not allowed to. He has to speak on behalf of someone mm-hmm. versus a person who'll be able to speak their own mind.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I said that he needs to opt out.
Well,
in a possible debate. And, of course, people came at me. No, Mikey Miss. He's blah, 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 blah. And she's blah, 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 blah. Listen, whatever I understand you're Republican. Mike Pence is an empty canister. I mean, please. Don't even give me Mike Pence.
Yeah.
In fact, most Republicans think that he's going to get zipped in favor of Haley.
Yeah, that's something that's been running amok on social mm-hmm. media, that she's been active on social media today just waiting to get tagged in.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of people who think that. Yeah.
His wife won't allow him to go on stage with another woman.
Oh, that's right.
He calls mother.
Yes,
he probably calls her.
Yeah, so that is out there. That because then that balances things a lot better.
Yeah, listen, here's,
with Nikki Haley.
I understand it. It's a really a presidential debate, and it really doesn't matter. And I'm just making a comment. That dude has no chance against Kamala Harris. All right?
No, she's pretty. she's a prosecutor.
Yeah, she will assassinate him. So whatever that's worth to you, you know, maybe you can just admit that. I mean, you can still have. I'm not taking your politics away from you. I'm just saying, come on, read the tea leaves here.
Yes.
I mean,
go ahead, Natalie.
I'm intrigued to see how exactly, because you know they drag everybody. But I'm intrigued to see how it plays out for her specifically, because she's going to get venom from every which way.
Well, she already has.
I mean, it's only a day and she's already getting that.
But I think she's tough enough to handle it.
But the way I'm intrigued to see his approach to it. And how he's going to try and...
Because he ripped her today.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
No, I'm talking about Pence did.
Oh, Pence did?
Today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pence did?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, coming out swinging. He knows he's in for a fight.
Well, dude.
So, with the Sixers tonight at 6:30, so we'll do a little overtime here on the radio side.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Nurse isn't coaching tonight.
Oh, he's not?
Taking a night off. Adrian Griffin, he's trying to get him he's the lead assistant. He's trying to get him a head coaching job.
Uh-huh.
So to give him a rub, he's letting him coach the game tonight.
Boy, they turned this into a joke, haven't they?
So I think the Raptors players are playing, but if the coach isn't coaching, you know they're going to play funny and stuff.
Yeah, so you bet the Sixers?
And no, because Brett Braille says they're not under restriction per se. And then I don't trust. No, you know what? And the Raptors are so much better right now that even if the Sixers try to get, they can get smoked. So, I'm very down right now.
You like the Sixers without Nick Nurse giving a message to the players, and we'll let the assistant. It's not that important game. And the Sixers want a minute restriction. So it's weak versus weak.
Yes. Now they claim they're not on minute restriction, but I guarantee I'm very surprised if Embiid gets a number with a three in front of it when we look at the box score.
Well, we shall see. Flip, flip, flip tonight. All right, let's go. Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Drew.
Good, man. So, you know, I'm a big hockey fan, so I've been here listening to a lot of these callers call in about the Flyers destroying Montreal.
You got ripped yesterday. You got ripped yesterday for bringing up your Penguin affection.
That's all right.
All right. I just want to let you know.
Worse.
Okay.
Who ripped me?
Well, he's a Flyer fan. Obviously.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah. I mean, we got five Stanley Cups. So.
You hold on. See, Drew, see right there. You just did, I got five Stanley Cups. Now, Drew, you wanted to be in. But the caller said that you would. Drew. Hold on. You're going to talk to Mike in 1 second. Just hold on. The caller said that you, if you guys have made it, you would be gloating. If the Flyers lose, you'll be gloating. So can they trust you not to gloat if the Flyers get upset? And when you drop that, well, we have five cups thing, that makes me not trust you.
It turns you a little bit.
No, I understand that. No, I've got a lot of family and friends that are Flyers fans.
I say, are you going to be rooting for the Flyers to win the series, or are you anti-Flyer?
I'd love to see the Flyers win. I don't got ill will against the Flyers anymore.
All right.
I mean, it's another hockey team. I may not root for them, but I got nothing against them.
I respect it. Okay.
It's all good, man. I got nothing but love.
Okay.
But yeah, but I just think people are taking them a little bit too for granted. Montreal, as far as their skill set, they're a real gritty team. And
yeah, they're gritty, but you know, this is a 7-game series, so I don't know if grit can prevail over a long series against a better team.
We will see, Mike. Scarier things have happened in these playoffs.
Look at you trying to throw the element of doubt. You're sinister. You are. You're a sinister Penguano fan. You are.
Oh, I can tell.
Man, you let it leak out, right? I got you. I'm on to you.
All right, I try not to.
You're sinister. All right, man, here's your general knowledge question. And this is valid answer, U.S. history. All right, since we just talked about Kamala Harris, here's the question is, there have been 3 female secretaries of state. Give me one of them.
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Who are the other two? You got any idea?
Was the one that was another, oh gosh, it was during Reagan's time. I forget her name. I don't know. I forget.
All right. Well, guess what? You get a $100 gift card. It was Condi.
Yes.
Yep.
Condi is a member of Augusta.
Yes. They were forced to let women in.
That's correct.
And
Connie got the nod.
We'll put the bar right here.
It went right to Condi.
Go to Condi. Good luck.
Yes. And the Masters just announced today that they will not have fans.
In October, when they do the Masters.
They will not have fans at the Masters. About that.
And that guy's pretty bold. He doesn't care.
That's correct.
That year he did it without any ads.
The Masters is all about having the fans there.
Yeah. Huh.
So there you go. No fans at the Masters this year. The other one was Madeleine Albright.
Yes.
That was under Clinton, right?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's go. Bobito in West Philly. What's up, Bobito?
Hey, what's going on? How we doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. The one thing I thought was kind of funny about the Panama thing, was I the only one that finds it ironic? They called it Just Cause.
Yeah. What was the other one called? The Grenada thing was called something funny also.
Well, I just mean like you can interpret that two ways. It's like, oh, it's a just cause, or America just because they invade everywhere. But,
yeah, they it just cause. Like, you know, Panama was going to invade us at one point, so it was a just cause that they had to get.
Well, and I still doubt that Santa Fe. I still don't believe you about that Santa Fe.
Well, you got to look it up yourself, bro, because I'm just going by.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you got
to
check it out. You'll see what it says. You know, I just didn't make it up out of thin air.
Well, it sounded like you did. But
no, come on, man.
I'm kidding. But anyways, I wanted to say this as well. I'm pulling a fair weather fan. I'm not a hockey guy at all, but I'm going to tune in for the first time tonight for the Flyers. So coming aboard.
Well, there you go. Good for you. I like it.
Yeah,
because, Flyer fans resent that in a lot of ways.
If you're not with us, you're against us. If you're not allowed on a bandwagon.
But, hopefully the sensible fans go, we're all united in this. The Flyers are taking up this city right now.
Coming around, but I'm going to be flashing back. I'll have the pictures on, of course. And I got to tell you, I can't figure out this coach's substitutions. It's unreal. I mean, we get Mike Scott rolling a little bit, someone who may get some playoff minutes. They just don't play him in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
He's searching.
I can't tell.
When you have a substitution pattern like that, you don't have any faith in anybody, so you're just trying stuff. Well,
I can't tell, though, if he's trying to win or not. It seems some
he's trying to win. He's trying to find guys that will come to pass. Now, he's made an unfortunate decision that Korkmaz is one of his regular substitutions. But
I think he's out. He's looked too bad in the bubble. Yeah. He's out, I think. But, we'll see. I mean, I hope he doesn't even play Embiid much tonight. But who knows? We can still get to five. If we win both and the Pacers lose both, we get to five.
I think they've kind of given up on that, though.
Yeah.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question. And the question comes from the category, the foods they ate.
Mm.
All right. This food gave Pac-Man ghost eating power. What did he eat? What was it called?
Different. There's all different things. He would eat cherries.
No. But he had to get new power with this. So what did he eat? What was it called?
I forget what those corner things were. They're just circles.
Yes. What were they called?
They're circles. Dots.
No, they weren't. They weren't dots. They were power pellets.
Yeah.
I gave you half the answer. Power pellets. Pac-Man ate.
Did you play Pac-Man?
I love Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Holds up.
Yeah, it's a great
still
game.
Still fun.
It was perfect for me because it wasn't too complicated.
Right.
Yeah, I like simplistic stuff. Like, it's not too complicated to figure out.
Right.
Some of these games now, I feel like an old man because I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, Call of Duty, I'm out.
The first one I really played and got frustrated with was, what was the things that used to come down? You had to eliminate them in rows.
Oh, Tetris.
No, it wasn't Tetris.
You talking about the shooting game?
You shot at them. They were it would come
Asteroids.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
That's what it was. And I was always frustrated because I couldn't get them in time before they hit the bottom.
It would get faster and faster and more on the screen as
it
would
crazy. 610-632-0975. So when are we going tonight? We're going overtime?
Yeah.
Oh,
6:30 game.
I wasn't aware.
I assumed that they told you.
No, I knew. I wasn't aware of that, but I'll stick around. We're till 6:15 tonight?
It'll be probably 13.
All right, 6. There you go, folks. New lines have opened. New hope. You can climb in. We're past 6 o'clock tonight on the Mike Mussinelli Show. 610-632-0975. Back in 3 minutes.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5:45. Mike Mastelli Show. Yeah, we'll lead you into the Sixers pregame show. And, of course, on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Sixers pregame show happens. We'll break from TV at the usual time, right? That comes on 6 o'clock on NBC Sports Philly. All right. Phillies tonight against the Orioles, game 2. They got Zach Eflin going tonight, and they've got the lineup that's changed a little bit in that Phil Gosselin's the second baseman today, and Scotty Jetpacks is gonna sit tonight.
Yeah.
But Knapp's in the lineup catching. Realmuto will not catch tonight.
Give him a blow.
Realmuto will be the DH. All right. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tom in Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going, bud?
I have a couple of layup general knowledge sport questions for you.
Okay? Yeah.
Who's the only MLB player to ever to hit 50 or more home runs 10 years apart?
No idea.
Willie Mays.
Wow. There you go. Okay. He's my favorite player of all time.
Second one. Mm-hmm. Who's the only college player in history to rush for 1,000 yards and receive for 1,000 yards?
Only college player in history?
Right.
Marshall Faulk.
No, he did it as a pro, though.
Oh, as a pro? Oh, yeah. Marshall did. Well, who did it in college?
Brian Westbrook.
Is that right?
That's right.
B. West is the only in college.
Yeah, but that's the only college player ever.
All right, but that's not Division 1A.
1998.
Yeah, but that's a little, you know, it's a down level. Well, all due respect to B. West.
Yeah, but
it doesn't count at the big boys.
Nobody's done it at any time.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll bring that up to him when we talk to him.
Yeah, good.
Actually, okay, we're not talking to him Friday.
Right? Here's my Phillies point. This has to be the worst pitching staff I have ever seen on the Phillies. I don't have a real problem with the lineup. There certainly are some holes there, and some guys are not living up to expectations. But I think they only have three and a half major league pitchers on the whole staff.
You know, what's amazing to me, and I got an email today because I've been chirping about this for I don't know how long. How come they can't find flame-throwing Dominicans and everybody else can? It's uncanny. It seemed every team can go to the gas in the pen. The guy from the Orioles last night was throwing a 92-mile-an-hour changeup. That skinny kid, right? They found him somewhere. He gave up a couple home runs, right? But that dude's got some gas, right?
You're right.
Everybody that people bring in from the pen gasses you. The Phillies waste their time on the Tommy Hunters of the world.
Yeah. Remember when the Giants had a scout and then the Dominican Republic? That's how they got Juan Marichal. I mean,
I can't use you unless you throw 96. If I'm coming down, I can't use a guy less than that. So, like, if I have to load up my guy, inexperienced guys that have gas, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to waste my time on the Tommy Hunters of the world.
And one final point on Kamala, by the way.
Yes.
The Indian Americans are excited about her.
That is correct. She has the Eastern Asian.
India. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, general knowledge question for you. We are on.
US
are we on U.S. history? No, we just did that.
Let's do that. Give me U.S.
Oh no, we did parapellet. We got no. We're in. We're in general knowledge right now. Whose fairy tale, the Snow Queen, was the inspiration for the movie Frozen?
I don't know anything about fairy tales. They'll say,
Well, that's correct. you knew at least one. Hans Christian Andersen is Mr. Fairy Tale. So that was a good guess.
Most, I think, Disney movies are his stories adapted.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Hans Christian Andersen.
We used to call him H.
In the neighborhood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, H.
Yo, H. Yeah.
Steel in Ocean City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel!
You know, I knew H personally.
Did you really?
Yes. He was a sailboat. He's a sailboat. Hans Christian.
Yo, H, come out and play ball. Now I'm writing. Sorry.
The infamous 5 o'clock hour. It's good, yeah. It's good to talk to you, Mike. Send you off.
Back in Ocean City, huh, Steel?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Frisco, yeah. What'd you think of, I'm getting off track. The PGA was good. Good theater.
The what?
PGA.
Oh, the PGA. Yeah, it was. I was glad that Koepka lost.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun. I love that Colin Morikawa. Love that kid.
Dude, how about these munis, like
the municipal
Harding,
course?
Harding Park.
And, yeah, that's a great course.
Bethpage.
Yeah, Bethpage on the coast. You know how much it cost to play that?
Bethpage?
Harding Park, where they just had the PGA, if you're a San Francisco resident.
I'll say a three-piece.
$63. Daily fee, $63.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, I'm playing Spyglass Hill.
Oh, look at you, snobby. What did you want to say about the Flyers tonight? You ready?
Mike, that was the gist of the call. I mean, seriously. I mean, hand it off to the 6 o'clock hose, but I'm fired up, man. This is kind of cool. I think we got a nucleus. We got James Bond as our coach. We got chemistry. Yeah, let's win the cup.
I like it. James Bond. That's cool.
All right, love you.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah.
All right. Disney villains. You got no shot at getting this.
Cruel of
the. All right, let's go. Sean Yu. This is the villain. Sean Yu.
No shot.
I didn't think so. Steel, you're out. Natalie, educate him.
Mulan?
Mulan is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sean Yu.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the deal. TV-wise, NBC Sports Philly. Following us, the Sixers pregame show, and then the Phillies pregame show. The Sixers tonight will be on NBC Sports Philly Plus at 6:30, and the Phillies will be on Cozy TV, which you can find that channel. You can find Cozy. It's on your band.
It's on.
It's just I don't know what channel it would be.
I have it. It's in the low teens, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're Comcast. And if you're Fios, it's in the 400s.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's in the 200s for Comcast.
Okay.
And then NBC Sports Philly will have the Flyers later on. They don't play until 8.
Okay.
So the pregame show will be 7:30.
Fantastic. So Flyers on regular NBC Sports Philly, Sixers on NBC Sports Plus, Philly's on Cozy TV.
It's Frazier's on that show.
We usually get three like this.
It's an incredible night. So we'll say goodbye to our TV audience, the Mike Mastella Show. Continue. We got about 15 minutes more to take your calls on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.